mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Watson is our guest, editor of PrisonPlanet.com. He's been detailing the terror attacks that appear to be sectarian, tribal, religious warfare between Muslim and Hindu groups that are constantly killing each other en masse, not a al-Qaeda attack. If it was an al-Qaeda attack, that would then be Pakistani intelligence, but because Pakistani intelligence, it appears, is going out of the hands of New World Order control, they've fallen out of favor, and that's why Barack Obama wants to invade the country that has nukes, by the way. We were finishing up with Paul for stations that just joined us. UK government using police to arrest political adversaries. They've arrested a minister, a government minister, over immigration because he leaked to the press. Remember, it came out like 4 years ago that Tony Blair allowed hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens in secret deals with the EU. Well, this was thousands of individuals who were illegal aliens to be in high power intelligence positions. Again, they use foreigners like Ugandan and Venezuelan and Nicaraguan and El Salvadoran death squad, former death squads in Iraq, over our own troops at the bases. Well, it's the same thing there in England. And again, you have the leader of the Conservative Party coming out, David Cameron, saying Stalin-esque police state. I mean, this is outrageous, Paul.
It is, but it's no surprise. For every day that Blair was in office, and now Brown, a new law was created which takes the rights away of British citizens.
And they're using that new terrorism detention, what, it's up to 50-something days now, where they can grab anybody and not even say they've grabbed you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And the foundation on which they do it, I mean, you had a woman reading the London Independent, which is a mainstream newspaper, one of the best-selling, and it had a mildly anti-war headline on the front page, and she was reading the story, and she was questioned under the anti-terror powers for reading the story.
No. She was arrested, Paul.
Was she arrested?
She was taken into custody, yes.
So there you go. I mean, that's how they're using these anti-terror powers to spy on the public, basically.
What Homeland Security's for. And you got the same thing over there. They are now announcing that, yes, the military, Homeland Security, is to go after the states, the governors, the people. They are openly turning the military against us, Paul.
Well, how could they be for anything else? If there were real terrorists running around in America, then it'd be like India and Israel. There'd be bombings every month. But there isn't any real terrorists, which is why you only get one mass casualty event every 5, 6, 7 years, because the mass casualty events are staged. So there's no terrorists, then who do the powers get focused on? It's us.
You just said the key there. On average, every 7 years, they bomb us with a staged event to create the illusion that it's real. Oklahoma City, first World Trade Center attack, the last World Trade Center attack. I believe we're going to have inaugural terrorism staged by the Black Ops so that Obama can be our savior.
Well, they promised it. Joe Biden guaranteed it. It's not like it was a hint. I mean, he outright came out and said, yes, I guarantee, I promise it's going to happen, that there's going to be this international crisis that Obama has to deal with. And it could be something that happens in the U.S., or it could be an escalation of, a nuclear conflict with Pakistan and India or any other country, but guaranteed that he's going to be faced with this, quote, crisis to rally the nation around him.
Well, we're 1 month, 24 days away from this, Paul.
Exactly, and what it could be, we can't guess at the moment. But, if it's terrorism, I still believe they'd like to play that Schwarzenegger card and have something go off in California because it'd be too tempting for them not to. But if it's not that, it's going to be some geopolitical crisis, as was guaranteed.
All right, Paul Watson, we'll continue to watch your great analysis there at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and Kurt Nemo doing a great job over at Infowars.com and TruthNews.us. Thank you, Paul.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to play some audio clips like this one. Cops taser 50-year-old woman, football fan. Dying in Arkansas for foster care. Every day I see reports of police tasering someone who's chained down or handcuffed or who has a broken back or who's done nothing or a quadriplegic who can't get out of a car fast enough. And I don't even play these. I don't even want to bash you. I don't even want to attack you because I understand the psychological warfare experts that have set all this up. They understand that compacts you more into your gang culture. The more you get attacked, the more you feel like you're under attack, the more you retreat into your thin black line, your thin blue line. I just want to say this. Things are out of control. Corruption is breeding everywhere. The government has gone bad. It's been totally bought off, and they've stolen $7.8 trillion in 6 weeks. That's every major news article. You know, we've got them all posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, and Bush just said, "Oh, I'm giving another $800 billion to Congress." I mean, without Congress's authority, another $800 billion. And why is Bush saying that? Because the bill Congress passed 6 weeks ago said Treasury and the private Federal Reserve cannot be investigated, cannot be audited, cannot be reviewed by any court, by any law enforcement group. that they're above the law. And then Alan Greenspan went on TV on Lehrer NewsHour and said, we're above the law already. Now, on its face, that's a fraud. It's illegitimate. And it appears they've decided, well, it doesn't appear, it's conclusive, to completely go for broke. That they just don't care, and they're going for broke. And, when, you know, when I get up here and I tell you that they've already stolen most of your pension funds, you know, your cities, your counties, your states invested in these offshore corporations, these offshore stocks and bonds and these brokerage firms. It's all gone. By all gone, about 70% of it's gone. And they're stealing the rest of it right now. They took the real assets and they bought up infrastructure, roads, shipping firms, media companies, defense contractors, agribusiness, GMO. This is why the power leader in control. They care about the world and how it works. They care about power. They care about being in control. They want to dominate. They enjoy doing things like this. We're being militarily dominated by Homeland Security. They've got us stuck up. You know, they've got us with a gun to our head up against the wall, spread eagle, while the bankers walk in and steal everything out of the Treasury. It's a better analogy to say, a better parallel to say they run up our credit cards. Because we got to pay for all this. We have to pay all this back. And I've got all these news articles about taxes going up, regulations going up, police writing more tickets to raise more money. How they're going to start having just these property tax assessments. It doesn't matter if your house value goes down. They'll just assess you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year. They're going to squeeze us. And that's what the paramilitary police in NORTHCOM are for. And they're now saying that. Now, I read declassified documents when I was first waking up 15 years ago or so, where they were planning all this. And so I'd go on air and I'd warn people as they built it, as they set it up, as they expanded it. And now it's going from a cold war against the people to a hot war. A hot war. And whether you're in the military, a police officer, whatever you are, you know, the State Department protective detail, State Department security that's had fun harassing us for no reason. Defense intelligence. I have stacks of news today where they're spying on churches, they're spying on school groups, they're spying on mainline veterans for peace with no history of violence. You have the history of violence. You're rogue. You work for the private groups that have seized our government. And I at least want you to publicly be aware of what's happening and be put on notice, because I know you listen. And I want you to consciously make the decision whether you're going to be with the people or with the elites, because the elites are acting very unstable. You know, they're focused, they're intelligent, it's all planned out, but still their plan is diabolical and is nuts. And I don't see you getting away with it. I mean, you've stolen almost $8 trillion in just a month? A month and 2 weeks? I mean, what's coming next? And then the CPS business, 1.4 million children grabbed every year. In fact, John, you read me back only one clip. There were two clips. One of the clips was CPS director saying children die. Did you see that clip there, too? Okay, that's the one that I sent you a couple. Now, I've got these out of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Michigan. You're five times more likely to die in government custody of your child. That's in the foster home or the larger holding facilities. That's Justice Department numbers. Last time I saw them, the trend's going up. But I haven't seen a national number in a while. I've seen state numbers are off the charts. The kids live in cages. The kids live chained up. The kids get starved to death. They get medical experiments done on them. Again, I want to ask the people who are the enforcers of this. I mean, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose their soul? I know you get bounties on every child's head, and I know you rationalize and just say children will die. So what? So let's play that clip first. Then we'll just go right into the clip of the lady being drug out by police, not resisting, and then being tasered. So here it is.
Children will die, whether they're in foster care or whether they're in their own relatives' care. Children will die.
Strong words from DHS after the deaths of two children. Thanks for choosing Eyewitness News 5 at 5. I'm Maggie Carlo.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jessica Schambach. Two-year-old Skydawn Ward died Sunday. Tonight, her death and the death of another child over the weekend are raising questions about how DHS keeps kids safe while they're in foster care.
And Eyewitness News 5's Amanda Guerra joins us now. And Amanda, you talked to DHS today, and what they told you, downright shocking.
Yeah, it was shocking because the DHS spokesman, like you heard, told me children will die, no matter if it's in their own home or in foster care.
She was just beautiful, I mean.
2-year-old Skydawn Ward drowned at this foster home in Chickasha Sunday. It's not the only foster care death over the weekend. In Ardmore, 19-month-old Ray Palmer died when a car backed over him. Plus, DHS now faces a lawsuit from a Tulsa family. They claim this foster parent, William Hunter Jr., inappropriately touched his foster son. So today we went to DHS to ask them what they think about these recent cases.
So, do you think something different will have to happen now?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because children will die, whether they're in foster care or whether they're in their own relatives' care. Children will die. Accidents will happen. Period.
But for Melissa Ward, her daughter's drowning was no accident.
To me, I think it was neglect and lack of supervision because there's no "I'm sorry" or it's an accident. If the child would have been watched, it would have never happened.
Our bigger question in our society right now is, why can't parents be better with their kids so they don't have to come into foster care in the first place?
Okay, now because of cases like this, the state legislature has ordered a 6-month-long investigation into DHS. And when I asked George about the investigation, if they're going to participate in it, he says, well, they're going to, but only because the state has ordered them.
And Amanda, you tell us that DHS is required to go to these foster care homes and check up on them every 30 days. Did that happen in this case?
You know, I asked George that, and he told me probably so, but he couldn't give me an exact answer. But tonight at 6, I'm going to tell you why these inspections aren't being done every 30 days.
All right, Amanda, thank you for your report.
Back in October.
Now, this fan was sober, 54, a season ticket holder, and a Badger booster. And this eyewitness videotape from a cell phone appears to reinforce questions about the police decision to taser.
It happened in Section U in Camp Randall Stadium. Several police officers tried to eject Margaret Hebing from an aisle. Hebing had a season ticket. But the game was another sellout. Her row jammed someone in her seat. When eyewitness Seth Dahman started recording from his cell phone, Hebing was actually in a seat. Her husband on the right in the video. Margaret Hebing upset.
All the other police were there to really control the crowd because there's a lot of people yelling at the other police because it was a little out of hand what the police officer did to the lady.
Dahman said that included threatening Hebing with pepper spray. A police officer blocks the camera view, but sounds are clear.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. It was a really scary sight.
Dahman says police officers drag Hebing into the stadium concourse.
So they laid her down up on the top level, in the walkway area.
And she was laying on the ground?
Yeah, she was laying on the ground face down. And she was still kind of squirming, so they tasered her. And they handcuffed her and tried to stand her up, and she couldn't stand up and walk at all.
Eyewitness Seth Dahman kept recording.
Also, then they had to get a wheelchair, and they put her in the wheelchair and carted her off.
UW police officials have said they are reviewing the decision to use a taser on this Badger fan.
UW Police Lieutenant William Larson told us this evening department officials have not completed the review of officer actions during that October game. More than 24 Badger fans who were eyewitnesses to what happened, including Seth Dahman, who had that videotape, have signed a statement protesting police tactics.
And folks, I see these videos every day. You have a mad dog government that says, yeah, we're 5 times more likely to kill your kids, but they will die. Children will die. That's just the way it is. When we get back, military examines role in domestic defense. abolishing the governor's power, abolishing the National Guard, everything under NORTHCOM, everything under Homeland Security, turning the military against the people when we get back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It's the day after Thanksgiving, the 28th day of November, 2008.
You're on you now.
I'm Alex Jones, your host.
You got someone to blame.
I'm just an average person.
You said one love,
and I discovered
one life
13 years ago a public plan to remove the 1878 law barring the military attacking the American people, policing the American people. The military is trained to kill people and break things. It's 101 of tyranny to have domestic military forces suppress the people. It is 110% against the founders' intentions and against our jurisprudence, our common law, and our culture. Now, going back in the 80s is the earliest that we can document it. There's some evidence it went on as early as the 60s. Regular, and of course in the 60s, you've got Penn State, the military, National Guard shooting people, shooting students. But in the mid-80s, covert operations with the U.S. Army and Marines aiding police departments covertly with helicopters, surveillance, wiretapping, gun confiscation. And that's covered with the documents and videos and insider interviews in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And the feds training local police departments pre-9/11 that the founding fathers were bad, America's bad, but the New World Order's good. Training manuals saying gun owners are bad. It's with the phone numbers of the FBI in the manuals. I mean, this is real. And we told you they would incrementally stage terror attacks, build up a national security state, put in face scanning cameras, thumb scanners to get driver's license, federal standardization, this total grid, make it hard to leave the country, make it hard to get your money out of the country. They're following everything a dictatorship would do. But the public is distracted by George Bush or Bill Clinton or George Bush Sr. or Barack Obama thinking, oh, things are changing for the better or worse for the new president. No, they're titular. They are figureheads. They are ceremonial. They are frontmen to push an agenda. That's it. If they get out of line, they get killed like Kennedy. And that military operation in 1963, 45 years ago in a few days. And then we saw the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. 2 years ago, it states in the bill passed by Congress that Homeland Security will take over the National Guard from the governors, that the governors will be under federal control and have no authority, and that Homeland Security is being set up with NORTHCOM to engage the American people under insurrection or rebellion or rioting. And the Military Commissions Act says they can grab a U.S. citizen, secretly strip them of citizenship, take them overseas, torture them, execute them in secret. It's in the bill. It's all there. And it goes on and on and on and on. And then, of course, 2 months ago, the Army Times comes out and says, we're deploying this brigade, and it lists a bunch of other brigades and units that are already here, to NORTHCOM to assist in civil emergencies, disasters, crowd control, insurrection, rioting, non-lethal weapons, microwave guns, sound cannons. And they even said in the article, we hope we don't have to shoot Americans. Total treason on its face. Caesar bringing his troops into Rome. This isn't just in U.S. history. This is thousands of years old. That when this happens, you're in deep trouble. And then what did we see 6 weeks ago? On October 3rd, the Congress would not pass the banker takeover bill, now $7.8 trillion stolen in those 6 weeks. None of it given to the people or for the loans or to get the economy going. They're the ones that killed the economy so they can consolidate it. Of course they're not. Of course they don't want to get it jump-started. They want to implode it so they can buy it up cheaper. They're offshore. They're foreigners. You got that? They tell Congress, we will declare martial law. We will basically abolish the Congress. We will just do it without you. We had two congressmen on the show talking about it, one Republican, one Democrat, both senior. People couldn't believe it, even when it was on C-SPAN. Then, a week and a half ago, it comes out that it was exactly who we said it was. In a meeting with the leaders of the House, behind closed doors, with Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, Secretary of the Fed, or Fed Chairman, he's not government, Ben Bernanke, and they told him, martial law will be declared, you have no authority, do it. And so under threat of martial law, see, that's what martial law is for, is to overthrow the legitimate government. Those of you taking part of this, you're part of the illegitimate, rogue, criminal government. Cease and desist. You've been put on notice. I don't care what your commanders tell you. They're criminals.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Way up north.
Trying to give you the big picture here. That's why I went back over some of the history of this. Very brief history, only touching on a few facets of it. We can talk about how they corrupted the military, how they corrupted the police, how they twisted their culture from being one of defenders, honorable warriors, into being merchants of wickedness. And that transition isn't complete. We can reverse this. I'm not saying you're all bad, but the directorship of this is evil. Now we see in England what the type of things we see in Pakistan, the type of things we see in other unstable nations where the Secretary of Immigration for the Conservative Party in England is arrested under terrorism charges for leaking information to the press that the government was legalizing all the illegal aliens. I mean, that's in mainstream news. And they're arresting citizens over there for no reason. There's secret police all over the streets. I've been questioned by them twice in England. Steve Watson's been taking a date to a rock concert and been questioned. They won't tell you who they are. They demand your papers and threaten you. This is happening everywhere in the West. The elites, the social engineers, have decided to go for broke. They've decided to behave like third world dictators. They've decided to loot and steal everything. They've decided, because they've committed so many crimes, they can't go back now. You understand that? It's like they've already robbed one bank. Why not rob 100? They've already kidnapped one woman and tortured her to death. Why not kidnap 50 women? You see, They have nothing to lose, folks. They have freedom. Freedom to carry out evil. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. You ain't got nothing if you ain't free. Well, that's what they're doing. They're free to rape, rob, and steal, and they use their propaganda arms in the media to have the public go along with it. Every tenet of a free society, every canon of a free society, every bedrock common sense thing is being overthrown right now. As if we couldn't see it coming when they started issuing under federal grants black riot uniforms and black masks and armored outfits and sound and microwave guns to the police. As if we weren't going into tyranny over the last 40 years, hundreds of times. The CIA, the FBI, the military caught shipping in heroin and cocaine. As if we weren't in tyranny when police all over the Western world have been caught staging terror attacks and staging provocateur actions to attack free speech. I mean, it's gone bad, folks, by design. This isn't just some good old boy boss hog corruption. This is scientifically focused, and they have shown every indication that they are going to go for broke and that all the corruption and the pain that we see now is only the beginning. That brings me now to Tuesday's show where I read the CBS News headline. There's also an AP headline, Military Examines Role in Domestic Defense. And you read this article, it's meant to deceptively introduce it to you. Like, oh, there was a government review, and it says the National Guard can't keep us safe from Al-Qaeda, and so we've got to go ahead and just abolish the Bill of Rights. We've got to just go ahead and have regular military on the streets. Oh, this is just now starting. Oh, the military's just now announcing that this is going to be done. When they passed all those laws and regulations, and before they even had passed laws, they had covertly been doing this, but now they, oh, this just now is happening. Defense Secretary Robert Gates ordered his top department leaders to conduct a broad review to determine whether the military, National Guard, and Reserve can adequately deal with domestic disasters and whether they have the training and equipment to defend the homeland. The 41-page memo signaled an acknowledgement that the military must better reorganize the critical role of the National Guard and Reserves and Homeland Defense, but stopped short of requiring many specific policy changes. That's not true. I've read the entire policy, and Gates over and over again says this has already been done. In fact, here's a quote from the AP. He said another 29 recommendations are underway or finished. And what are those recommendations? See, they start the article out by saying, oh, it's just a government report. They're looking at doing this. And then you read the article, it goes, oh, by the way, Gates said 29 recommendations are underway or finished. Now, there's 80-plus of these in the 400-page independent report, and I read over these. Yes, I read 400-plus pages. I did that Wednesday night, and then last night I read twice his 50-something page directive. And by the way, it's all implemented. It's all done. It's all done. It's just most of it is illegal because Congress hasn't passed laws to authorize it yet. Kind of like Bush got up 2 years ago and said, we're not spying on Americans without warrants. That's ridiculous. That's a lie. And then it came out they were spying on everybody, and they said, okay, we got to retroactively pass a law to do it. And then they lied to the media and said, oh, it's just so we can listen to Al-Qaeda. And then it turned out, ABC News reports, they listened to Americans' phone sex, and they listened to the congressman's phone sex, and they listened to the troops calling home to their wives, and they sit around laughing at the NSA and the National Reconnaissance Office and the hundreds of other private groups, two-thirds of the spying is being done by private groups now in office buildings. They just listen to everything, and they use it, and they sell the data to corporations. They use it to offshore. They use it to break down the country. They use it to be able to take over other businesses and corporations. That's the main reason they use this NSA data. They just tell you it's to fight Al-Qaeda. Now, I want to challenge you to go to the Air Force Times, and then they have a link to the Defense Department memo, and you can read it there. I have it here in my hands, and read it. Go read it for yourself and find out, because this is what's already been done. They're just now announcing it, kind of like Bill Clinton signed an executive order in 93. Stating that if the highway departments of the 50 states and territories and possessions wanted their highway funds. They take our money from the state, and then they send it back about 33% on average, and they say, okay, here's the strings attached. You got to put these face scanning cameras in. You've got to have your police dressed this way. Just hundreds of things they have to do. They said, you've got to put thumb scanners in and a digital photo for face scanning in if you want your highway funds. And by the late 90s, every state had adopted it. And then they tell us in 2008, we're going to have a national ID card standardized when we already had it. And under treaty in 2000, it was already standardized worldwide in every industrial nation. Your driver's license or ID is a world ID card, and they're just now getting around to telling you it's a national ID card. Just like this has already been set up illegally, and he says, well, we've gotten 29 of our 80-something recommendations, but we've got to have Congress get rid of our old prejudices like posse comitatus. He actually says that. Oh, the prejudices against the military, like it's a prejudice. Oh, the poor military can't raid our homes. We don't like them. Why don't you like them? You're not pro-America. No, our founding fathers said don't do it. The governors, the common sense, the history, because the military becomes the enemy of the people. But he spins it in the directorate, in the directive, that it's mean to them. I mean, this is sick psychology, folks. Totally sick. When you talk to the majority of troops, and they've done internal polls and studies, upwards of 80% say they don't want to police the American people. But again, he spins it because the whole military, all the officers are being directed to read this, and it's like they want to be mean to us. They don't want the troops here in Rome. The Senate doesn't want us to occupy Rome. What are we going to do, boys? We're going to take them over, Caesar! That's right! And you notice under Barack Obama, it's all accelerating. And in here, they talk about the National Guard. You're going to have to serve months every year. Everybody's going to have to be a part of it. It's exactly what Obama's saying. But Obama's saying exactly what George Bush said, and exactly what Clinton said, and exactly what George Bush Sr. said. It's the same program. They just passed the baton to Obama to be the puppet. This is from AP. The report released early this year by the Commission on the National Guard and Reserves of the Pentagon must use the nation's citizen soldiers. Now, again, the report, 2 years ago, they passed a law to do this, to create an operational force that would be fully trained, equipped, and ready to defend the nation, respond to crises, and supplement the active duty troops in combat. And then they mention the ordnance disposal teams and say it's going to be law enforcement, it's going to be everything. But remember, that's how it all started in my film, The Road to Tyranny, where we have these ordnance disposal teams at checkpoints on I-35 in, quote, training missions, pulling over real citizens who didn't know what it was, and the troops would come over to us and say, turn your cameras off, and we'd say no. See, that's how they started it. And they had a secret program in 77 Texas counties, and the documents we got then, saying, don't let anybody know, because it's illegal, but we're here to aid you in warrant service, raiding homes, you name it. That's all in Police State Through the Takeover, released in 2000. See how long this has been going on all around you? But then it announces regular Army brigades of National Guard. And notice recruitment's way up, because when they bankrupt the economy, people basically have to join the military. And now it says you will serve domestically, and you can sign up to just serve domestically. Exactly what Obama said. This is government domestic police. He said a 1 million man as big as the military domestic intelligence force. That's only one cadre in this. They've now announced the new Green Deal with, as we told you, 3 million green environmental officers. I mean, folks, and they're going to tax and regulate and seize and harass. They'll all have machine guns. It's so horrible, folks. It's so horrible to see this happen to America. And we told you how long ago that this is, it's all coming to a head. And now they're arresting high-level government ministers under terrorism. Same stuff's going on in England. He gave them 25 days to submit the proposed changes, along with budget impact they might have in connection with 53 separate recommendations. He said another 29 recommendations are underway or finished. The commission's report included 95, recommendations, but Gade did not order many of these changes, using the commission to give the National Guard and Reserve troops better access. It goes on. Okay. Now. And so the military will like this. There's pay increases and things in there. Just like out of Rome. I'll give you more gold. Each man gets 5 golden sesterces for joining us. History repeats itself. Will anybody notice? Listen to this. This is from the Air Force Times. The memo sent to every senior uniformed and civilian Pentagon leader and copied to 3 other cabinet secretaries, Gates directed the development of a new total force integration policy that recognizes the cultural divide that exists between the active and reserve components. All vestiges of cultural prejudice that remain in law, should be removed by Congress, he wrote. Now, they already did that to a great extent under John Warner Defense Authorization Act if the president declares martial law. But this just integrates us and puts us into martial law where NORTHCOM is over the governors, and even says that in here. Gates also called upon Congress to mandate the National Guard and Reserves the lead role and in the form the backbone of DOD operations in the homeland. And you go read what these guys are saying in mainstream news. It says domestic law enforcement. 20 of the 82 recommendations will require, so this is 82, that's 95, the support of Congress. One asks the president to direct all federal agencies to issue guidance emphasizing the importance of reserve service and to prescribe sanctions for civilian supervisors who fail to comply with guidelines regarding treatment, and it goes on. Now, here is the memo itself, and I recommend you go read it. In fact, I recommend Attachment 1. Go read Attachment 1. It comes after page 22. Attachment 1, okay? I'm begging you to go read Attachment 1 of OSD 13259-08. Secretary of Defense Gates to the Armed Services and Joint Chiefs of Staff and to the State Guards, National Guards, all of it. It's right here. National Guard bureaus, on and on and on. Recommendations for which no further action is required. This means it's already in place. Institutionalization and operational reserve. Recommendation 1. Congress and DOD should explicitly acknowledge the need for and should create an operational reserve force that includes portions of the National Guard and Reserves in order to place the reserve components on the sustainable path as part of that force. Congress and DOD must modify existing laws, policies and regulations relating to roles and missions, funding mechanisms, personnel rules, pay categories, equipment training, mobilization, organizational structures, and reserve component categories. These significant changes to law and policy are required if the reserve components are to realize their full potential to serve this nation and an existing adverse trends and readiness and capabilities are to be reversed. Moreover, the traditional capabilities of the reserve components to serve as a strategic reserve must be expanded and strengthened. No further action is required. The Department of Defense in the final stage of publishing DOD directive that provides the principles and overreaching policies for managing the reserve components in their operational and strategic roles. So see, under martial law, this was already to be done. They go then into the missions, abolishing the governors, all of it, folks. Abolishing the National Guard. They've already tried to abolish the unregulated militia, claiming the real militia's 1906 National Guard. Now they're getting rid of that. NORTHCOM RC Manual, Recommendations 4. A majority of U.S. NORTHCOM command billets, including those for its service components command, should be filled by leaders with staff and reserve qualifications and credentials. Job descriptions for senior leaders and other key positions at NORTHCOM, see a big hiring boom, folks, should contain the requirement and significant reserve of National Guard experience and service. And it goes on to talk about NORTHCOM should be a National Guard or reserve officers at all times. No further action is required. Furthermore, Section 1821 of the National Defense Authorization Act, Fiscal Year 2008, Public Law 110-181, directed a review, and it goes on, of Northern Command, which the department is considering. Governors directing federal forces, Recommendation 7. Folks, there's 50-something pages of this. I can't read it all. It's all in here about on the streets of America. It's just so horrible. Governors directing federal forces, recommendation 7. As part of its efforts to develop plans for consequences management and support of civilian authorities, DOD should develop protocols that allow governors to direct the efforts of federally military, that allows the governors. See, but when you read John Warner, Defense Authorization Act, it says the governors are puppets. They serve at the president's pleasure. Direct the efforts of the federal military assets responding to an emergency such as a natural disaster. The direction may be accomplished through the governor's use of a dual-hatted military commander. So that makes him a federal officer. Read that again. This direction may be accomplished through the governor's use of a dual-hatted military commander. But you read the subsections on that. If the president doesn't choose to make him the commander, the governor's removed from that command. No further action is required. It says this has been put into law. And it just goes on and on. I mean, all the really bad stuff. I don't have time to get into it. We're going to come back and talk more about this. I'm going to read. I meant to highlight this last night. And I didn't highlight all the areas I want to go over. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's even worse. You know, how they're merging the military, how the feds will run everything, how they're getting rid of the National Guard under NORTHCOM. Stay with us.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Man says it's the end of time and the midst. My friends, this is classical tyranny we've been covering. I'm going to get more into this on the Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m., the abbreviated Sunday broadcast we do Central Time. Michael Basarian is going to be joining us coming up in the next 2 hours for an interview. We are live. It is the 28th day of November 2008. Look, we don't need to hide under rocks. The military has been questioned by the Defense Department. They know the military doesn't want to go along with this, so they're trying to hire mercenaries. They've signed deals to use Canadian and Mexican troops in the U.S. That's CBC and AP. I mean, you can't make this up. They plan to use foreign troops here and militarize police, and they plan to stage riots and terror attacks to sell the public on it. But the people are not buying, and federal judges got up, you know, and yelled at Mukasey, saying you're a tyrant during a speech in Seattle, and Mukasey, the attorney general, collapsed. So people know what tyranny is. People know how dangerous this is. I mean, once it gets out of control, folks, it'll destroy our way of life and everything we're doing. So for the good police and the good military, we stand with you. We need to kick the New World Order's butt in the information war. We don't want this to get physical. I love all these guys that on my website say, let's start shooting. Let's start. But notice they're never out shooting. And most of them are feds. You know, I mean, you're talking too, Bubba. I'm just here warning people and showing them what's happening. You know, I read 400-page government memos. Do you do that? I mean, come on. We need you to go out and warn people and wake them up and show them historically how this is dangerous instead of griping at people like me trying to warn folks. Now is the time to get out there and reach out to people. Now is the time to show them. I mean, almost $8 trillion stolen in 6 weeks by offshore banks that control our government. They're illegitimate. Let's just say no to all this. Let's just wake people up, and we need well-spoken, intelligent people to become fighters in this. I can't do it all. It's time to get involved, go to your city council, speak about this, hold this up to them. Say you don't want troops in your town. We had 800 cities and 7 states throw out the Patriot Act. We can do it together, folks. Please. All right, now Tessarian's coming up in about at the 5 after break, but listen very carefully, folks. Ted Anderson bought a whole bunch of gold when it was $705 on average an ounce. He bought some at $700, some at $710, but on average about $705 an ounce. Instead of jacking up his prices when gold went up $120, it's up $120 from when he bought it. On average, it's been even higher than that. It's been $732 over the weekend. Yesterday. The point is that Ted has gold, and most of it sold out. The American Eagles, the Maple Leafs, but he has francs, gorgeous little coins from Europe. He has British sovereigns, and he has some others, and they're almost all gone. This is the end of them. He says he can run this through till the Sunday show Sunday, and then that is it. And you know when Ted told you that, that's the case. So I wanted to bring Ted up real fast. Ted, explaining to people here, you have gold, you have silver. At the prices it was 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, silver's up $2 and something, gold's up 120 something bucks. You're almost out. You can hold this till Sunday. Tell them about the coins and give them the number.
Yeah, sure will. Well, the coins are the British sovereign, the French franc right now, the francs from the European. There's some are from Belgium and other places.
You said you had something else, too.
Yeah, we do. We have the $10 Indian still. We have the $10 Liberty. We have the walking Liberty halves. All that stuff was locked in back when silver was lower and gold was lower. Not surprising today, gold is up. India is one of the largest countries, largest consumers of physical gold out there. And with the bombs going off out there, everybody's running to it. 800-686-2237 is the number. Sunday will be it. The prices are up. I'm paying more for this stuff than I'm selling it to you. So I'm going to have to reflect that.
Wait a minute. So you're actually having to buy new gold. You are out of it?
No, I have some of it on hand. That's why I can do it. But after Sunday, I'm going to have to enter into the marketplace, pick up new positions.
800-686-2237. Stay with us. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.